the husband and wife, they have decided that it's time to wean the child off the breast or breast milk. Brothers, once again, wallahi, this is the beauty of Islam. Look at to what extent and how deep the laws of Islam are discussed in terms of everything. Not only the breastfeeding and the suckling, but now the weaning also of the child. How should the child be weaned off? Something that you and I perhaps consider as insignificant or something of insignificant importance. But Allah has given it importance in the Quran. So Allah says, فَإِنْ أَرَادَ فِصَالًا. Again, every aspect of our lives is governed by Quran and Sharia. This is your life manual. This is your life manual. Live your life by the Quran, and it covers every aspect of your life, and you will live a successful life in dunya and akhirah. فَإِنْ أَرَادَ فِصَالًا. Allah says, if the two of them intend, they intend what? Fisal. Yesterday we learned the word rada'a. Rada'a means to suckle, to breastfeed. That is rada'a. Fisal. Fisal means to wean off. To wean the child off the breast milk, to wean the child off the suckling. Allah says, فَإِنْ أَرَادَ. If both of them intend weaning the child. عَنْ تَرَادٍ مِّنْهُمَا وَتَشَاوَرٍ. Allah says, and it is done with mutual consent. Both of them are happy with the decision that now is the right time to wean the child. And number two, tashawur. There's mutual consultation between the two of them. Look at the importance Allah gives to this matter. Mashwara, when does one make mashwara? When the matter is of paramount importance and of great significance, then you sit down and you make mashwara. Allah says, this breast milk and the suckling of the child, it's so important for the child, so important. Today, unfortunately, brothers, many, many women, many mothers, they have considered this as a burden to breastfeed the child and to suckle the child. Allah says you are doing a great disadvantage and great harm to the child. Now, when the two of you have decided to wean the child off the breast, and you do it with mutual consent and with mutual consultation, these are the two conditions. Perhaps the mother has now fallen pregnant and it's going to be difficult for her now to breastfeed the child. In fact, now the scholars have written that breastfeeding the child during pregnancy is harmful for the child. So now they sit down, the mother is pregnant, or maybe because of her inability, she is weak, she can't breastfeed the child, it's the month of Ramadan. And to highlight the importance of breastfeeding, if a woman is breastfeeding in Ramadan, she's allowed not to fast. Allah did not say, stop breastfeeding in Ramadan and fast. No, Allah says, don't fast, but don't stop the breastfeeding. Don't stop the suckling. It shows how important it is that it's a valid excuse from the mother not to fast for the sake of breastfeeding the child. So Allah says, yes, so there's some reason, her inability, or maybe her milk, she no more produces milk. And she has tried different means of creating milk within her bosom, but there is no milk. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْهِمَا. So long as they are both happy and they've made mashwara, it wasn't a unilateral decision that she had taken, look, I'm no more breastfeeding the child. Both of them made mashwara, Allah says, then there's no sin upon them for the decision that they have taken with regards to weaning the child off the breast. Then Allah moves on to another aspect with regards to hiring a wet nurse. For some reason, the father feels that the mother's milk, see, who must be kept in front here is the child. What is most beneficial to the child? The child, the interests of the child must be kept at heart, not the interest of the parents when it comes to breastfeeding. Why? Because it is the child's haqq. You will be questioned on the day of Qiyamah. This was a right that your baby, infant child had over you. Why did you not fulfill this haqq? You deprive the child of the pure sustenance that Allah has kept for the child. So Allah says, always keep the interest of the child before you. The husband feels that the mother's milk is not sufficient, or the mother's milk is not good enough for the child. So he wants to hire a wet nurse and pay her a set amount, and she should now breastfeed the child. So Allah says, وَإِنْ أَرَدْتُمْ أَن تَسْتَرْضِعُوا أَوْلَادَكُمْ. And if you, the fathers of the children, if you want to have your children suckled by wet nurses, by wet nurse. فَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْكُمْ. There is no sin. There's no harm in that. There's no sin upon you. We find in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his mother did not have, Amina did not have sufficient milk to feed the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hence, Halima Sa'diyah, she came and she took the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It was a common practice in those days. Allah says, فَلَا جُنَاحَ. Or you find that the milk is not healthy, maybe the mother's diet is not good, and it's going to create colic within the child, or it's going to harm the child, then find a woman who has a proper diet, who has good, clean eating habits, hire her. So always keep the child's interest at heart. Allah says, فَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْكُمْ. Then there's no sin upon you to hire a wet nurse. إِذَا سَلَّمْتُمْ مَا آتَيْتُمْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. On condition, you pay her what you have agreed to pay her kindly. That aspect must be clear before she even starts breastfeeding your child. Settle the price. Agree upon a price even before she starts breastfeeding the child. Allah says, on condition, you hand over to her what you have agreed to pay to her, bil ma'roof, and do it kindly. Don't feel you are doing her a favor. She has done a great favor to you by breastfeeding your child. Wattaqullah. Allah says, even in this, when it comes to breastfeeding your child, suckling your child, weaning your child, fear Allah. Even here have taqwa. Taqwa is not confined to salah. Taqwa is not confined to fasting. Taqwa is not confined to the masjid. Taqwa is not confined to hajj and umrah. Allah says, here when it comes to the breastfeeding of your child and suckling your child, weaning your child, hiring a wet nurse for your child, fear Allah. Be Allah conscious. Remember, what does Allah say? Wattaqullah wa'alamu anna Allah bima ta'amaluna basir. Allah is watching everything you are doing, you as parents, you as the mother of the child, you as the father of the child. Allah is watching your every move with regards to the suckling and breastfeeding of your child. May Allah grant us the understanding.